Okay, I think everybody's here anyways. What time is it?
So Kathy, if you have a storm here with some of the voting signs we have. That's why they're always stored.
Noah, I'm gonna have Rich bring them up.
Yeah, just have him bring them up.
And he'll cast.
Yeah.
I'll tell Sue Ellen. So. What?
Do you have an extra copy?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm having a what the hell you call kind of a sinus.
No, we're gonna let them go first. That's, yeah, that's new, right? Because they don't fit under any.
Yeah. Well, because they depend on.
Yes.
Well, that's the other question.
I can smell that too.
Yeah.
And create two A.
I keep forgetting because when I'm working in the office.
Yeah, I could tell through the minutes. We're just. Okay. But you have to open the agenda and create a line item.
Okay. We'll open the agenda, create a line item.
Does she have you signed in?
Yes. It's on.
All right, are you gonna work it?
No, it's all set. It's already.
Oh, okay, you're all, oh, you don't have to do anything.
No, and then at the end.
Nobody to tie in, okay, just check.
I don't think there'll be anybody. It'll just be us. No. There's a seat, there's a seat.
Thank you.
All persons.
Everybody here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, this is.
Enough for you.
Yeah. I'm not ready for this.
Too much proof.
Okay. You know, was it?
Carl Price.
Don't worry. This Saturday is going to be down in the 60s.
That's what they say.
We'll just take the ride.
This is the real.
By the roller coaster.
I see my wife. You see my wife?
Yeah. No. This is the.
The one today and tomorrow is going to wait till Saturday.
Well, they're all real lists. Those. I don't think any of those stones are marked.
Hopefully, we get some more.
No, it's been a lot over the weekend and then the next week.
Yeah, but they don't try. Low percentage. I'd like to get some rain Friday night.
Looks like the yard burn.
I don't care about that. Right? If it's grass, if it slows down, I don't give a damn. But my crops, I want to run. So if they don't get water, it means I got to hook up stuff and give them. I like to have Mother Nature do it for free.
No, there's over 200 people, veterans.
I joke with
them. And we know one. For 215, I think. When there's actually three people.
And I get elbowed every now and then where it's kind of,
they put him next to me. It's my job to go,
Oh, yeah, right.
All right, we're going to call the meeting to order. It's 1:30. I want to open the agenda to make a line item so we can have our two guests present today on the VFW. And the Army Navy Club. So, can I have?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to make a motion.
Thank you, Pim. And everybody in consensus? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. So, we're going to have this is, and let me get his where he really is from, the VFW Clay Heads.
Yeah, okay.
And he's the Senior Vice Commander. Is that correct?
Okay, so HENCE, the Left Hands Force.
Thank you.
Okay, so let me tell you, we met Pam at the last coffee house in Manchester. It was actually the first one that the Manchester Veterans Advisory Board put on. And we kind of took the opportunity to address this commission because the Bolton veterans are actually in the Manchester BFW's territory. And so we're not only looking for new members, but that's part of the deal. Our first and foremost mission was kind of twofold. First, we want to make sure that the veterans in Bolton are aware of the benefits that are available to them. There's all kinds of legislation going through right now. I don't know if you're familiar with the PACT Act, it just went through, which enhances the benefits from Vietnam or Agent Orange. It also brings up the burn kits in Afghanistan, Iraq. So what we want to do is make sure that the Bolton veterans are aware of the benefits available to them, and also the ones that they qualify for. And on the second side of the twofold, we're perfectly willing to make sure that they're connected to the right resources at the VA. And we can expedite claims, any claims they have, for whether it's monetary, medical, cemetery claim, you know, burial benefits. So we're not only seeking new members, but we want to help them through benefits. Our national motto is every veteran counts. So we embrace that and would like to make sure that we're all, you know, we're all taken care of. We have recently gotten 3 or 4 new members from post 9/11 wars. But so we're working on new leadership as well as our primary mission. So with that said, this commission also, we'd like to lend any support we can. I mean, just as we do with the Manchester Veterans Advisory Board. So if there's needs or we can help in any way, certainly contact us. I'll leave contact information. Getting cards from the VSW is just slower than putting in claims. So so yeah. I'll leave some information. So probably within the next few months, I'll be going through a letter campaign, which the Bolton vets are included. And it's just to let them know that we're there for them. And secondly, you know, to encourage them to talk to us. But whether they're VFW eligible or not, we will steer them in the right direction and give them the proper context. We have really good VFW service officers and they expedite the claims. I believe that's all. If anybody has any questions. Right. And Terry?
This is Terry Kessler.
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 There was a Kessler on my street. I'm a resident of Bolton as well. It's Terry Kessler, K-E-E-S-L-E-R. I am the secretary, volunteer secretary at the Army and Navy Club. And just to piggyback off of what Clay said, we have we're doing the annual coffee house, veteran coffee house. You can get all of this information. There are so many people there that we had over 50 people there our first one. Come have some coffee, tea, some.
I got a couple of copies.
Yeah, I made copies for.
I took a snapshot of it. It's on the VFW 2036 Facebook page.
Facebook? Okay.
It's on the Army Navy Club Facebook page as well. I also handle the Facebook page, the website, the newsletter, and yeah, I'm volunteer. but I brought some books that they brought down. You know the gentleman who
Don't have his name handy.
But. Okay, but he left a whole bunch of these books. I started reading it, and it's stories, real life stories of veterans. I started to read. It's a very interesting read. I'll hand them out to all of you. But just yeah, we're in the same boat as the VFW. We're looking for membership. There's always a need for veteran membership. There's always a need for extra hands, always. And then with this coffee house, we're just bringing people together just to let them know they're not alone, that we have the VA Manchester Veteran Council that comes in, and they have people from the VA hospital. It was a great presentation. I was impressed with how many people that showed up. and it helped out a lot of people. There's also a Manchester, do you remember what the gal was doing at the end of the table?
Oh yeah. She helps that with like home care and stuff like that, but it's, she's VA connected, and it's
Yeah, I had her card and it's not in there. I gave it to my father-in-law. but yeah, she also does home health care and helps with just a multitude of things if anyone needs help with. But just to reach out to other veterans, camaraderie, it was just, it was an exciting day. It really was. It was just nice seeing people getting together and saying, I didn't know that, but I know it now. And they can get the benefits and the help that they need. And we want to fold in Bolton. Me being from Bolton, I want to see all of you fellas and ladies. You've got a gal that is also a Marine veteran. I want to see our residents be involved and get the help that they need. So, I mean, I can hand out one of these to each of you. It's our application. It's free to join if you don't qualify for a VFW. If you aren't on foreign soil, then certainly you can join the American Legion. You can join the Army Navy Club. And we're all together in that one house. BFW is in the Army Navy Club because they lost their building. And I want my Bolton peeps to be involved too.
So, yeah,
Mike. Do you want to give this to one of the?
Yeah, give it to one of the.
Okay, but you.
Well, why the first year membership for BFW is also free.
Okay.
Active members.
I swear.
Oh, I got more.
Are you sure?
Oh,
okay.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I thought that was all you had.
Yeah, she told me there was.
Yeah, well.
All right.
And that's all I really had was just to be aware of our new coffee house. And to give you an application if you're interested. And
so, just one quick question. I know you have in front of the Army Navy the bricks. You know, yes. Is there any plans of opening that up in the future?
They haven't. I'm keeping a running list of folks that are interested.
Right.
But there hasn't been any more talk.
Okay.
Not as of yet. I know Nate Agustinelli, that was his brainchild, and I probably all know Nate. Everybody knows.
Sure, of course. Yeah.
That was his brainchild. And the flag filled up so fast, he was just shocked at how fast that flag filled up. They are entertaining doing something else. They were talking about digging up the sidewalk and putting bricks there. And then they thought, well, that'll detract from the beauty of that flag. So there, we were limited with property on Main Street. So, but yeah, they are.
I've had a couple of people ask me, I would purchase a brick myself.
Yeah.
If it ever comes
yeah.
Up.
I've got a list of like 8 or 9 people that are seriously interested in getting a brick. So yeah, I can put your name on the list, and then when we do, I can contact you. But I'm not sure what they're going to do just yet.
Yeah, there's only so much space here. It's
not a, yeah.
Yeah. And Clay, just one quick question: if we need to get in touch with you, how do we contact you? Okay, so no.
I can give you another one. So
I can take a picture.
I didn't have the card,
this.
So
okay. Guess anybody else wants one.
Do you have a number of members in the Army Navy?
We're at 357. Long, long numbers away from back in the day when I was told there were 2,200 members. And I can't imagine that many people.
What about the BFW? How many people?
We have about 160.
I took a picture.
I didn't know you were talking to me.
No.
Yeah.
So not quite as active. You know, we're getting more and more features now because of the younger post 9/11 veterans that are coming up.
They're actually getting older. They're actually getting older.
Oh yes.
And that's
yes,
the issue.
But the post 9/11 veterans that we have recruited
are, well, a lot of them are from the Connecticut Air National Guard. They're retirees from there. And we just, you know, we adopted them as an active unit, VFW did, and we're doing quite a few things for them because they're celebrating their 100th anniversary. And in exchange, I'm certain we'll grab about a dozen new members.
And how often do you meet the VFW?
I don't usually meet once a month.
That's what I thought.
And they don't, they take July and August off for meetings. Of course, we'll be working, well, I'll be working, and a couple other people, because I'm in charge of membership, we can't take it for it. We meet at the Army and Navy Club.
We house the VFW, DAV, Veterans Council.
They're running out of days.
Yeah. And Unico, if any of you are of Italian descent and want to join Unico.
Wow.
It's a busy building.
Yeah.
It doesn't look it from Main Street, but it is a busy building.
But if you're on the town list, you're likely to get a letter from the VFW soon. Well, I wouldn't say, probably be within the next couple months. I think I can get a list down from the tax collector's office.
We hope, yes. I'm sure you can.
Tax collector or the assessor.
We need a list too.
I think it's the assessor. She'll be in on Tuesday. She works Tuesday and
Wednesday. Oh, the assessor?
Yeah,
okay.
Her name is Kara Fishman.
Yeah. Do I use my pen? Yeah.
Is it K?
Yes.
K-8. Okay, great.
Okay.
Maybe you should give me a digitized list so I can produce mailing lists.
Oh, to do it. In case you got to write anything.
You're going to give me one?
That's a nice
official pen from Bolton.
There's true red on it.
True red? Okay.
But I appreciate it. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for coming.
Very, very informative. Thank you.
Lots of coffee house and see if there's anything.
No, absolutely.
Is the PACT Act?
Yes.
Brand new?
Oh, it's probably 8 or 9 months into it. So VA is very busy, but I put in a claim myself, but I put it through a service officer, and I got the compensation exam and a decision within 4 weeks, which is really quick, yes.
And does it work for deceased members and widows?
I don't know for sure. I think it's for, you know, the personnel right now receiving benefits. There are a lot of family benefits that, you know, I'm certain you should have applied for. Okay.
Thank you.
I don't want to say anything that, you know, in error. All right, thanks again.
Yeah, we won't run it.
Yeah.
Thank you. So now we can go back to our agenda. Number two, approval of minutes. I hope everybody read the minutes I sent to them. And if there's any changes, please let me know. I'll jot them down. If not, we need a first and second. I could do a second, right? No, because I wrote the minutes.
I'll second it.
And is there consensus? We approve the minutes. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Agenda item 3, name and dedication of the bench. Do we have an update?
We called on there this morning. I didn't get an answer back yet.
Okay. So the plaque is out and coming. And then we'll have to plan whenever we get it. Okay, sounds good. Quick agenda item 4, tax relief update.
Well, we did 2 things. One, remember we had talked about the probability of it automatically increases. Well, meeting with the assessor and everything else, the very slim possibility of that happening. Because the grant list would not, it would have to increase significantly higher than what it looks like it's going to be. So instead, the route would be what Barry had suggested is, have selectmen would have to do it. Based on some rough numbers that we ran, based on 361 people who are actually receiving the minimum benefits, and using the assessment, not the number, so we would, and based on spreading the increases out, $1,000 a year for 5 years, which would bring it up to just under $10,000. The loss in revenue for year one would be $15,900 total. So which is, we would think an amount that is not significant enough to really screw up the budget. But that would increase by approximately that much each year. It would vary a little bit depending upon mill rates, but let's say between $15,000 and maybe $17,000 over that course of that 5 year period, which would bring it up to an assessment reduction of $9,500. And if you just take, it's hard using today's mill rate, because this coming mill rate is going to be the highest it's going to be quite some time, because the reval is going to drop down probably to around 35. So if you're to use 35, and maybe it would jump up to, say 30, Pam, you, so let's say it's 38. So if it's 38 times 9.5, what's that give you? And I can punch it up. 332 additional. That would be the amount of tax savings you would have at the end of this thing per year. And that obviously would vary. So as opposed to now, it looks like 100, whatever, I know.
They said like 180, 175, 180, right?
Yeah, something like that, right. Yeah. It would be significant. And if you spread it out, that's the key to make to ease it into a budget. You spread it out over a period of time. It effectively has no impact comments and go along with the obviously
in 2024.
The next year, because it's already set now. That would be the recommendation. So, put it on there. Which is Tuesday night.
At 7.
Or you can go virtual. Okay. They don't do that. Okay. I never did either, but I have. I now live by that.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so whoever wants to come, go to the Board of Selectmen meeting Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. Okay. Let's do five quick, because and I don't think there's an update on the Connecticut general statutes yet, right? You're going to do that after the parade. So, okay, we're good. I want to update a little bit just on the flag box. I actually met Chris Duffy from the Boy Scouts at the parade. So I met him. He introduced me to his son, Davin, and Philippe, I think, who's going to be building a box. So I did tell them if they should really come to the town hall, talk about what they want to do, and do we want to have it? They wanted to make sure we wanted it in the town hall and not anyplace else. But I told them it really depends what they can build for us. If they build a wood box, it's probably not going to stand up outside. So he was starting to look at how he's going to get supplies and all that now. So I didn't know if there's anything else. I did tell them to come check here because there were some specific things and they really want to get a formal approval from the town too.
You mentioned the wheels?
I sent that to Chris. So hopefully they'll mention here too. So, or we'll be putting that on if they build it out of wood. So they thought the library too, they tossed out when I was talking to them. So I don't know if people have feelings, what's better, if the library would be able to do it for us. They're open, you know, a significant amount of time too, and later at night.
Sort of on the floor space.
Yeah, it's a tiny library. Yes, absolutely.
And I think, you know, it was something that came and went, you know, it was there for a few weeks around Flag Day or around Veterans Day. And, you know, they probably agreed to a short term, but they use every use of that library.
Okay, so let's see what he develops. I'll tell him at this point, town hall. I'll remind him again about
to Jim Rupert
talking.
Last meeting, didn't we decide it should be outside?
No.
Oh, no?
No. We talked about having it at the firehouse and a drive-in and drive-out would be great to get, but I don't know how you weatherize unless you can find something metal.
Yeah, that was the issue. And then something like that, you can throw anything they wanted.
Yeah, I know.
That's in the past, we've had it right here. And it's been sponsored by different groups sometimes, but state rep Cam did. And and yeah, I think both.
But they were homemade boxes, just big stand-up cardboard boxes, and we decorated them and
right. And they brought them in and held here. And we throw them up. I mean, it really, yeah. Oh yeah, at least one or two Phillips. So you'd be surprised how many.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
If we have what do you do? We're only not going to throw them out.
And they did say, I asked them, the two Boy Scout, two of them were there, and they said they will be able to take them and do a ceremony for us. So that's why it will be nice to get this going so we can get them in there in a box, and then we can say we have a lot. I can tell him, because we've got to have at least 8. John must have a slew at the town garage, I'm sure, because he's got to replace all the ones in town. And so if they only take them once a year, maybe we can see how it goes. If we get a lot, we'll try to, maybe they'll do a couple things for that. So we're into any other questions on that? Any other discussion? We're into cemetery update then. We received, Ernie got this very nice list from Carl Price. I'm sure it was his dad's. The paper is very yellow. And there are, I don't know all the people here, but I do know it looks like my son used to work for Marion and Gladys Ruggles at their house every Saturday, and I think their dad is on this list. So it's got to be a pretty old
list.
And I'm not sure if all these graves are marked because I matched this up against the 164 that the Boy Scouts had.
No, they're not all marked.
Yeah. I bet these are the ones because it's not on any of the Boy Scouts list. Almost all of them are missing, except for some of the Toomey gentlemen that are veterans here. They were on the list. So
make a copy of this to the Boy Scouts for them to update.
I gave it to him already. I gave it to him at the parade. He had a pocket full of stuff. Poor Chris. Yes. So I said these were all there. If they don't update it, I'll have to figure out if I can stick this on my Excel and put them in because it would be a lot easier if we have last names to run this and figure out where they are. Because right now we have, you know, the list for the Quarryville Cemetery and then Bolton Center. But this is from Norm, I'm sure, and it says Center Cemetery. So I'm assuming they're all in the Center Cemetery.
Yeah.
Any date on that?
No date. That's why I was in. I'm going to go look at a couple of them and see.
Date when you put this list together?
No, there's no date on it. I bet Carl found it in the house just like I got the flags from
30 to 40 to 50 years old.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. And it's probably like the flags I Jim gave me from 2000.
Not that old, quite that old. They're old.
They're 2002.
Yeah.
But that's still 21 years ago. So this is definitely old. So that's still being worked on.
Never too late.
I put down here to revisit the medallions for the committee because the last time we voted that we didn't want to try to raise the money for all the medallions. Does everybody feel that way still? It's going to be, even for the basic veteran medallion, it's going to be $6,000 or $7,000. Do you think we should wait a bit and try after the budget's done and maybe revisit it in the fall and see?
What are they made of?
Those were plastic.
The plastic is $6,000 to $7,000.
Well, they're $25 a piece. And we, yes.
Yeah.
That's the ones I found.
Heavy. It's fairly
heavy. Does that sound right, Jim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah. Yeah. A heavy piece of material, but still plastic.
So now we're at about 215 veterans between both places. So it's getting the medallions. I figured out $5,000 to $7,000, depending what you wanted to get. If you wanted metal, it's going to be $7,000 or $8,000 to raise. And then also, it's going to be purchasing nicer flags to go in them.
I don't know if they come. Do they come with a flag holder in the back of them?
Yeah.
They do. So
the flags that they have on them.
In the holes? Yeah. See, that's why we need Jim, because he knows all this stuff.
They're
thicker.
Small for the ones that they put in.
Really?
And, you know, the bronze ones are very expensive.
Yeah, I think they were like 40. Does that sound right?
People's ones I bought, they stole.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what would happen.
And wait, Jim, what did you say?
The bronze ones are expensive. I bought those, but someone stole them.
Oh, yeah, the bronze is, they get wiped out of cemeteries all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
It's an easy grab.
It's an easy grab. Just go to a junkyard or malt them.
And the junkyard accepts them? Just like the catalytic converter?
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Look, if you're a crook, you're a crook.
Yeah, I guess.
I had a couple more. I put them back. I put them over there. So far, they're still there.
Plastic or bronze?
Bronze, with the flakes of chrome.
What? Come on.
All the flags, all the cemetery was decorated with what? Each stone.
So we have no idea who did that either.
What's Tony's last name, the state trooper?
Calcus?
Yeah. Is he on the list of the Boy Scouts this year? Because last year, we went up and sitting on here because there were full videos of him. He wasn't on this. Yeah.
The problem is, I'm looking quick, but I got to look through 160.
Oh, never mind. No. I thought
they're not in alphabetical order.
Oh, boy, never mind.
Yeah, but it doesn't take. I don't know. I think I would have known that because he was Rich's supervisor.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Some time.
I'm just going to add, you know, the cemetery is in beautiful condition. Tom's doing it now.
Yeah.
You have a new employee?
No.
For nine months out of the year?
Great. So you talk to him.
Snowing? Their new employees?
Sean Massey. I thought it's Sean Massey is the guy. That's where.
For the cemetery?
Oh, the cemetery.
I talked to a couple of people with the thing. They really surprised though. Their flowers aren't destroyed now.
Right.
Can you
They do a good job. Do you want the doobies?
No.
It was. It was an individual who's worked with the town before, summer help, over at the Indian Arch Park.
We have something special to tell you. Jim? Jim, would you repeat what you said?
I'm going to get a lot on Facebook complaining about the cemetery. Mm. Disgusting. I should go back on and tell how great it is now. I've been up there and I've talked to a couple of people. One particular lady, whose son died in a car accident. Last year, cried and rise out because all her flowers were destroyed. This year, I just have to meet her up there. She's so grateful.
Very good. That was our goal.
Yeah. In fact, I even saw one of the guys down there by hand picking, looks like some weeds around where the stones were.
Thank you. We'll be sure to share that with the entire board as well. Appreciate your sentiments.
Thank you, Jim. Jim put a lot of effort into this, and we now have a part-time employee. We took it in-house because we found that it was actually going to be cheaper than hiring a contractor, and the issues with the contractor were significant, and we were not getting the service that we were paying for. So we got rid of the contractor and...
But he wouldn't talk to you. He wouldn't, even when I talked to him. He buried someone in one of my plots.
Right.
You know, and the guy was in Germany. When he came back, he called me up, said, "You're wrong." Blah, blah, blah. I had to go there and show him. His map was so up here.
That's horrible.
So we have in-house, so we still have the sexton work being done by a company and they've got the maps. And
that's being computerized.
Not yet.
Well, that's the goal.
The goal is to have it computerized, but it costs about $50,000 to $60,000 to get it computerized.
Mm-hmm. He moved all that dirt, all that pile of.
Yes. And that is your town crew that took that initiative after I asked. Mm-hmm. And they got permission from St. Maurice's to use the side gate at the end of their parking lot. You know, if you come in. Mm-hmm. Parking lot. There's a big cemetery, and that was closest to this big pile of junk, dirt, and
our bags and flower baskets.
And they've been keeping the trash can empty. The town crew has done pride in the cemeteries, and you've of course seen the new signs, and you've seen the new flagpole at Quarryville for the veterans.
I only had one request from somebody that I would. Pass it on to you once more.
Good afternoon.
Can they put water faucet up there?
There's no water there.
There's plenty of water, but it runs down.
Yeah, well,
that's what I suggested. I was going to talk to Joan Toomey, but running a hose to do something.
Yeah, really, yeah.
You're related. Two of you are related. Mm. You could have a little discussion there. So I would say, if that is of interest, and you want to raise money to have a well dug for that purpose, then if you want to raise the money and take it on as a project, something for you guys to.
That's going to cost more than the medallion.
Yes,
I would say
for sure. That's probably $30,000.
Yeah.
Right?
I just said
I'd yeah, because you got to run the like power service and it's huge.
Well, we're going to have this kind of.
Yeah,
that we might be able to do.
I think you just got one of those pumps in the barn.
Does that work?
Okay.
I'm looking
down and dig 20, 30 feet. I don't know what.
It's probably ledge, too, some
of
that. Okay, we're on to 8, which is the Memorial Day Parade and Ceremony Review. Shall we start with the ceremony and see if there's any changes we need to do or to add? Yeah. You have the.
I should practice the names.
Well, these names were not that easy.
One of the requests was to have larger font.
Yes, I already.
And we'll tape it down to the podium.
Right.
And we'll have a pen to cross.
And the other thing I did, you know, Kathy had these new ones there. I had a copy of the old one in my pocket. So I accidentally put that out, but the sequence is different. And that's
what changed. Is that what happened with him when Pam jumped up?
Pam comes over and slipped me the other one. I look at
him. Well, Paul,
Mike was on.
Your wife was standing next to me. I said, "Oh, I should have made that font much bigger." She said, "Yes, you should have," because he can't see it.
What would you say that the task list looks terrific?
So wait, let's finish this first, and then we'll go on to that, because they all have a... I skipped, though, it went to the ceremony, because this is a little easier than the task list.
I think the sequence really went well.
Okay.
It's a good sequence.
Yeah.
We need to have the piece. Where did you call the veterans up? Because I want to add it to this.
It's on there.
It went right after that, right? You did it all.
Follow them up.
Okay.
Military salute. That's what.
Okay. All right. So I want to make sure that I didn't have to put something in to say that. Okay. I'm good with that then.
But maybe we need to make it clear
what that is. Yeah, for not for us, but for whoever for the future, generation. What that means. So that.
Call up.
Yeah.
I think there's two things.
Call up to.
This is the Bulletin Parade information book that I've started. This would be like show and tell when the first grade teacher read to you, because there's one copy, and then I'm going to send it. This is a lot of the descriptions, these two pages, so I can put it in there because it goes through a bunch of stuff that we're doing. And I can, after, if we talk about this today, then it just has program basic instructions, but this first two type pages has more information. And then this was just a copy of the piece here.
2024.
Yeah, and they could just copy it and change it. But I'm gonna send, after it's done and pretty much all done, I'm going to send Swellen a computerized copy of it.
Good, so we have it on file.
We can make another one for the town hall. I'll make one book for them, one for the chairman and our committee. And then I'll send her all these pieces on the computer, because to type all this stuff again would take somebody a long time. And I put the lineup for the parade in here. that we did. I put samples of all the letters that we've sent, the Town of Bolton newsletter, the Town of Bolton to JI. So there's quite a bit in here. So if something happens to me, you guys just go over to my house and tell Rich to give me the books. I have three books.
You be sure to put your name at the beginning, created by, document created by.
Okay.
And so that you, they know it's not Norm Price. They know it's not John Toomey. They know it's not, and date it. And put John, your title as chairman.
Okay.
So under that one, it, veterans are requested to come forward and form up roll call. Not quite, but close.
They
were,
veterans knew what it was. Form up. They sure did stand up straight.
And then together they salute their fallen comrades.
Okay, I'll put that in. So this page, I don't think there's anything else to change except adding that then. We're okay with that? I'm skipping because this is the parade lineup. It's in your packet. Can you just take a 2 second look at this and we know what?
I was gonna, you know, one of the things perhaps not would be, so we should have it somewhere, is that we should have the podium on the other side, on the right hand side, because the band only forms up on that side and it's stuck in the corner if it's on the on the right hand side. This side, it's an S.
So you want the podium on the left side as you're facing.
As you're facing, yeah.
Okay.
That makes it, and it's less crowded. The speakers can all be on one side. There's generally nobody there in that one corner, so.
On the left,
have to keep,
on the left side.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to keep moving back and forth.
Okay.
That would work.
All right, so the lineup for the parade is quick too, and then we can talk about the task list. It just simply says what we tried to put first, second, third. So state police, we said, leading, color guard, selectmen, and forestry truck. Is that correct?
Yes.
Then the fire department and all their trucks, then the high school band, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, sports teams, vehicles, and floats. That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Senior farmers was usually asked to bring their horses.
Where, Leah, let's put that.
They didn't have riders that had horses. They felt comfortable enough to be going out in a crowd. That's why they didn't bring any up.
Good idea.
Should I put that down there?
Good idea.
Well,
or just leave it off.
Always invite them, but you know, it would depend upon.
I would think you'd put them right
close to the end. Yeah, me too.
No, the horses always last.
Usually did.
Last. I'll stick them in here. Horses.
Somebody in back.
If able.
Right.
Okay, so I'll fix those two pages.
And the make-a-wish thing was here on the vehicle.
What's that, Jim?
That was part of the truck. There's a truck there.
Yeah.
Oh, the make-a-wish?
Yeah.
So is he under vehicle? He was under vehicles then, right?
Well, there's two of them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I put in car.
He was having the
vehicle that was.
How many cars did we have? Just one?
Two.
We had to make one.
We did have, interestingly enough, we had somebody that brought candy to throw it. Your daughter took care of that, just so you know.
Yes, my daughter spoke to them and got a ration of crap.
Was not nice.
Was it make a wish?
No.
Even though we wrote it, remember, in my stuff, and it's been going on for years. There's not supposed to be candy, but yeah.
If that's why the kids come.
Yeah, sorry. Tell them why they're coming.
Right.
No, yeah. Nobody threw anything. Okay, so the last thing is
amazing trumpeter. Can I just, before we go,
the
hat? Hey, good job.
Yeah.
So that was Michael. And Michael Zakowski is the son of two Boltonites, who are at Shady Glens, the manager of Shady Glen.
The young one? Well, I guess he's not young.
He's tall and thin, Brent. And his wife is one of the,
I know him.
His wife Beth is one of the waitresses.
Oh, yeah, I know, right, yeah.
Brent.
Okay, that's your son.
Yeah. John Paulo
was the echo, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
So anyway, I just wanted to share that.
The names.
Roof back, yeah. Right, yep.
I have to tell you that a couple of people said the high school student, her speech, I thought it was excellent.
It was.
It was really... Yeah, very, very good. She did a
lot about that. It's an assignment given to the junior.
Right.
Yep. And somebody.
The English teacher
eventually picked out the one that they. I don't know how many kids took part in
it. My grandson did.
Yeah.
And they said they're. The theme is obviously a ceremony, but. You're giving a time frame. It has to be within a certain amount of time, not less than and not longer than, and then the theme and then the design. So he's
interesting. I think his you know, one time you talked about a flyover.
Yeah, flyover.
Coventry had the fly had a flyover.
And it was just
the end.
I guess C-130.
I think it was Smokey or something too.
Yeah, but Coventry had a flyover. Maybe Coventry had a flyover.
Yeah, they flew over us first.
But it was on the edge. They didn't come right over us.
I was thinking, why not ask the next time? Just
we did. Kathy and I filled out all
the
paperwork. We
filled out all the forms to fly over.
Went to the Pentagon. Does that tell you what the problem is?
Did you see them, Kathy?
No, I did not.
Once and it was right on the tree line.
He came right across. Right, you could hear him coming.
Horizon.
I heard something, but then I didn't see it. So I didn't know if
you weren't facing north, you didn't see it.
Oh, okay.
Because it wasn't over. I think a lot of towns to hit.
Well, they must have been on their way to Coventry.
Yeah.
I'm sure they flew over Manchester and Vern, wherever, and went up this way.
What time?
But usually you even, like our houses in Bolton, you hear it all day long.
They're really doing low-level flights.
Yeah.
You didn't really hear a lot that day, which normally, I'm wondering if they're trying to conserve a little bit too or something. I don't know.
No.
Look at Bob, no.
Right.
So the last thing on this, and if we don't finish everything, I have to leave at 2:30 today, but we're pretty much done, except for I might have to have Barry adjourn, and if there's any new agenda items we want to put. But this is, I worked on making a task list for the Memorial Day ceremony and parade, which I handed out to everybody. I'm thinking everybody could look at it and see if they think there's anything else we need to add by the next meeting in July. And that way we can see, I propose that maybe we try doing it a little different and have a meeting sometimes in February, have people actually assigned so we know who's doing what. It'll be easier because this time was a little difficult to figure everything out. But I think, you know, it came out pretty well for peace and stuff and that. And if everybody would look at it and see if there's things that we could improve on.
We should have meetings in July and August.
I think we should take some time off. I'm thinking one of the two. Do we need to talk about this in July or can we? Do we want to cancel? Well, then let's see. Do we want to cancel July and August and do September? Can I have a motion?
A motion to cancel the July and August.
Second.
All in favor? Is that okay with? If there's anything we need to.
You're going for it. It's okay.
It's done.
If we.
And nobody had any objection?
No.
Yeah. And if we need to, I'll be around anyways. I'll be working on this and finishing the book and all that. And if we want to get together and even look at the task list, we could do it informally.
Coffee at her house.
Yeah.
I like that.
They didn't eat anything though. See, they got to come and eat and have a little snack or I don't let you in the door. All right, or you got to have lunch. Okay. So if everybody will look at this for the next time.
Can I just go under and the new agenda item?
Certainly.
We just have maybe over the summer, a small subcommittee to look at the monuments on the green because not all wards are represented. I would like to propose that there be some two small monuments placed, low monuments, that refer to the Revolutionary War and perhaps the War of 1812. And I can't remember, is Civil War mentioned in this one? On these stones?
Oh, I don't remember.
And it wouldn't have the names of those that served, but it could say in honor of those who served.
Sure. We have those at the cemetery. We have those stones that, in honor of all those who served.
In all that served, but this has become war specific here across the way. And we're going to dedicate a bench specifically. And that's beginning to be known as Monument Corner. And now Veterans Way.
No, Monument's Green.
Monument's Green.
Okay.
And all the tag sales are going on.
So anyway, would you think about it and
John, take those down.
Would you like to be on?
I'm not volunteering, not going to summer.
No just way. Just look at it too
flat out.
Jim's gonna do it with me.
I could do it. I mean, I could do it. I'm only gonna go off for 1 week.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, you want to talk to Jim? Sure. Maybe we got to get together. I'm around most of the summer.
But Jim, were you thinking that because the cemetery is mentioned, do you think that's enough?
I did. I took it as all that served because you have a Civil War veteran in there.
But over here,
in this one,
where we hold the Memorial Day, that was my thinking is for 63 years we've held the Memorial Day remembrance on the green, and people don't go to the cemetery unless they have a loved one. I just thought each one should be mentioned, you know, just a little tiny pillow carved monument. And
isn't there some problems with the current one we have up there now?
Names? Yes.
Being omitted.
The four have been added.
They're just okay. Out of order.
Out of order. Thank you. Greg Creaney is one of them. One of your members.
But that happens.
But I didn't.
A lot of those blacks.
But I didn't want to. Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't.
I did something from Manchester. They have a big plaque in the auditorium hallway.
Oh, yeah.
And we added a bunch of stuff. People came forward and said, hey, my husband.
You're right. Right.
So we, over the years of my visit, we added plaques. All alphabetical again? We're talking about a lot of money.
Oh, that's, yeah, it's redoing the whole thing.
Yeah, a lot of money. And nobody ever, I can't remember who the guy I was working with on that. He said that once they went up, people were very happy and nobody complained if they weren't in the order that.
Right.
That
yeah.
I just think it would make a. Yeah. I mean, for all the flags up for tomorrow night, including now the space agency.
Yep.
And we've got all the other monuments and all these other awards. Yeah.
All colors. Yeah, I must have been a fan of Dark.
The one they showed on NASA, if you get NASA TV, they had this, it wasn't black, it was blue.
Yeah.
Well, whoever printed the flags may not have gotten it quite right yet. It's probably a dark blue, and it's a, who knows? All right. That's the end.
Okay, good. Do we want all in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Okay.
Is there anything else you'd like to have share with you anything?
So what do you got this hot?
Give us.
Never freaking fails. Yes, sir.
Oh, wait. Log into Zoom. Turn. Where's turn off?
Oh, you did.
After the meeting is over, hit the red end right there. Okay.